True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Omar, I'm ready to play ball, man. We made it to game week. I don't hear any more about culture.
Yep.
Hear about being late to meetings. I don't want to hear about any of it, man. It's just it's time to play. And we have made it to the NFL season. If you just join us, by the way, of course, we've been talking about the Canes all morning long, and we will continue to do that. Joe will stop by with us towards the end of this hour here and break that thing down. And, you know, I will say a lot of people are kind of echoing this as well. It is good to see the state of Florida back on top in college football. It's a big week, a big weekend, FSU getting a nice win. South Florida got a win over a ranked team, and then of course Miami last night. So it was it's just good. It's better for college football when you have and the Gators look to be pretty good as well. But Omar, it's game week, man. It's enough of the nonsense, enough of the talk. We're going to Indy. We're gonna play a football game.
Yeah, so much talk about culture. I don't think I've ever spent an off season where I'm talking about culture and teams, you know, whether players are late for meetings or showing up on time for practice and stretch. This to me, when you get to the season opener and you play a winnable game against an opponent, even though you're on the road, like the Daniel Jones-led Indianapolis Colts, you should be able to take care of business and you should silence all of that culture talk. Now, if you go up there and lay a goose egg and lose, then the culture talk will permeate, and then we will become on the hot seat watch. So you know what's at stake.
Am I making too big a deal of this game here? Because to me, it has the vibes of a must win. Because if you lose this game, it's probably due to a handful of reasons, right? One, your secondary stinks. Your offensive line probably stinks. Your two receivers, or at least your one, you know, top receiver, probably not back at top form. You couldn't run the ball. I mean, I'm guessing if they lose this game, everything that we think is an issue is probably going to be an issue.
We're
going to
pour gasoline on it.
So what we saw last night with the Canes is kind of funny, because obviously you look at the team and, you know, all right, there might be some issues at wide receiver. There might be, you know, defensive tackle might be a question mark. And the Canes passed every test last night. Now the question becomes, can the Dolphins pass those same tests? And you got an easy one in the first one, man. They're not going to get much easier than the Colts.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I kind of agree with you, and I hate to put out the must-win labels, but if there is a winnable game in your first quarter of the season, this is it, even though it's a road game. And you need to win this game to invest in everything that your coaches have been saying and talking about, and pay dividends and let the team see that, hey, we're headed in the right direction. Hey, we've got the right stock. Because the minute doubt starts to creep in, that's when your ship starts to take on water. And the one thing Mike McDaniel's regime cannot afford is for the doubt to start creeping in and the ship to start taking on water, because I believe there's like a betting line over under on the bye week, whether he still has a job. Uh-huh. So it, you know, we know what's at stake. So the question is, can they go out there and take care of business? The one thing that I find very interesting about this team is we've seen most of the pieces. We know who Devon Achane is. We know who Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle are. But we don't know what this tight end's going to do. And this is the first time ever in my career, 18 years of covering the NFL, where a team has basically said, you know what, for our starting tight end, just starting anybody, we're not going to work you until the week of the regular season. I mean, we've even seen Teron Armstead, who played on one knee for the majority of his career in Miami, do at least 2 weeks of training camp. Darren Waller is going to participate. He participated mildly last week, but he's going to participate in his first week of practice this week. And they just expect it to he is going to represent 25% of this offense. And I just think this is crazy.
Well, we're going to find out on Sunday. And again, like, I hate to keep doing this, but it just feels like they have to win this game. It doesn't get any easier, I think, is the issue, right? And here's the thing. If the Dolphins aren't going to have that, like, FU game, like, to the national media and all the people that have spent the entire offseason dogging them. And look, we're not innocent in that either, man. We've given the Dolphins the heat. I mean, I don't think they're as bad as, like, you know, some of the national media has made them out to be. Like, you know, they just think the Dolphins are a dumpster fire. I think they're a step above that. You know, I don't know if it's a huge step, but they are a step above that, in my opinion. But, yeah, if you can't beat Indy, I don't have a whole lot of faith you're going to beat New England, and I sure as hell don't have a lot of faith that you're going to beat the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, 1 week at a time. But
I know it's
1 week. This week is the most important week.
It's a big week. You got to get off to a good start, because I think this thing to me too, Omar, and you're around, you're a lot closer than I am. You're around it every day. This to me has meltdown potential.
It does.
Right? Like, if this thing goes poorly to start, I think you got guys that are capable of taking a blowtorch to that locker room and really, really just taking this entire thing down.
It does. I have been here where in the year Joe Philbin came back, I believe it was 2015, everybody knew he didn't belong back. Everybody knew he wasn't a head coach material. And they were done with that a month into the season. I don't get the same feel from Mike McDaniel. I feel like players have bought in, players believe, players are pushing for these coaches and this staff. But I'm telling you right now, I agree with you. The minute you start to take on water and the negative starts to infiltrate your team, you could be in trouble. Because when doubt starts to creep in, it becomes problematic.
Yeah, it's a thin margin for error, man. And you got questions. I mean, let's start at the top, right? You got questions whether Tua can – not only can he play, but can he stay healthy?
There's nobody who questions whether Tua can play. Come on. People still question whether Tua can play?
Was this your first day doing this? do you live in a bubble somewhere or something?
I live in an overexposed to Tua environment, so I know he can. I know he can play.
I think there's a group of fans, perhaps myself included, that thinks that he struggles in big games.
Okay, he does struggle in big games.
Show you that he can. You know, can you beat, first of all, the Colts? But can you beat the Bills? Can you beat the better teams on your schedule? I think that. But again, I'd like to beat the bad teams.
The guy only averages 10.7 wins a season.
I don't care, man. It doesn't matter anymore. Your numbers are useless to me.
Okay.
You're truly useless to me.
He's only led the league in passer rating.
It's funny because we do numbers, and we did this. Joe brought this up the other day, and it was like, all right, well, Patrick Mahomes, the numbers aren't there, but
he's clutch. He's clutch. Yeah, so absolutely.
There's only one number that matters, and it's wins and losses. I don't care if the guy's a looter.
Who's got wins?
Yeah, he doesn't have any good ones, though. But so if you want to be a looter and a riot and, you know, put up numbers and whatever, then that's great. But
he's not putting up numbers in a riot. He's not putting up numbers in a loss. These aren't come from behind. You're throwing every down.
Games worth of numbers he put up in that Denver game and they hung 70. Come on now.
Hey, a lot of quarterbacks put up numbers in that game. A lot of players put up numbers in that game. That's one game.
But I am willing to focus a game at a time here because I do think this Colts game is just absolutely enormous for this Dolphins team. It has the feel of this Notre Dame game that we just got through. It's big, man, and you want to see where your team is at, right? Again, like the Canes, you know, every team has question marks coming into this season, right? Like, I don't think there's any team.
Absolutely.
Your team was in the national championship game last year. How about Ohio State? Ohio State didn't look like world beaters in that game. I mean,
they just broke in a new quarterback. Yeah.
They got question marks on that team. I mean, they got the best receiver in the land, but can you get them the football? You know, so they have question marks. I think, you know, Notre Dame was in that championship game. They have question marks, and the Hurricanes had question marks coming into the season. But, you know, the Canes erased a lot of those worries in the game last night. I really, truly believe that. The question now becomes for the Dolphins, who play in, was it 6 days from now, Omar? You'll be setting sail for Indy.
Indianapolis. I love Indy.
By the way, I'm just curious.
Indy's one of those cities that they allow the scooters. I'm a big downtown scooter area kind of guy.
You would so, be. Yeah, you would. That makes a lot of sense.
What does that mean? Like, just because I enjoy riding a scooter.
I lived in downtown Miami for a very long time, and I think they finally got rid of those stupid things because enough people were getting hit where they were like, it's just enough. But good luck to you, man.
I shed a tear for that.
What airline are you flying up there? Are you allowed to disclose?
I'm flying American. Come on, I'm an American man. Right. I'm American Marriott man.
Spirit went under for like the second time in a year. Did you see that?
Which one? Who went under?
Spirit Airlines went bankrupt for the second time in a year.
Maybe the first one didn't take. like, you know, bankruptcy is just a rich people way of wiping away their debt. Like,
well, so they were talking about them until they started showing all the fights that happened on the Spirit planes, and that's guys. I had a decent experience. My experience was fine. I just took them recently, actually, on the trip to Charlotte. I didn't have any.
I hope you upgraded your chair.
I did, okay, but I feel very uncomfortable.
And
I did spend a lot of money to upgrade it, and they came over and they're like, "Would you like some water?" And I said, "Sure." And they go, "That'll be $6." So.
And what about those ridiculous tray tables they have on Spirit too?
I didn't know if we had tray tables on my flight.
It's probably like the size of like a book. Like,
what are you trying to eat a meal on plane?
I'd like to put my phone down or something. It barely even fits my phone.
So I took Frontier back from Vegas.
Oh, Frontier! Oh man!
No! Nightmares.
I don't know if this is accurate, but I've been told that those are the planes they used to transport prisoners because
the prisoners are still on the plane as the pilots and the.
I mean, you're sitting on two pieces of plywood with a little vinyl covering. I mean,
you are.
My behind was hurting to say the least. But anyway, guys, let's do this. Let's take a quick breather here. If you'd like to text us, 305-567-0560. We do have some of those coming in here. 954 says, "What do you fully believe? The Dolphins are a dumpster fire. You just can't fully say it."
Oh, never stop yourself from saying anything.
No, guys, come on. I'll say it if I truly believe. I would like to at least see the product.
They are not a dumpster fire. What they are is a very fragile team. They're not a dumpster fire.
Would you say they're one of the most volatile teams in the league?
I'd say this is my true opinion about the Dolphins. I would rather them be a dumpster fire because I think they're just mediocre.
Oh, what are you taking for Arch Manning?
I think they are.
What's going on here?
Arch Manning is undraftable.
So, yeah.
Arch Manning is undraftable. I'd take Carson Beck over Arch Manning any day of the week. That guy stunk. He was
not good.
But are the Dolphins a dumpster fire? No, they're not the worst team in football. They're far from it, which is not a good thing, by the way, guys. You don't want to keep winning 6 games and 7 games and 8 games. And
There was no 6 games. 7 games was back in the Ryan Tannehill era. You have won consistently under Mike McDaniel, with last year being the lone exception where you didn't play with your starting quarterback for 6.5 games.
When you say win, you do realize they've won nothing of any value in any of those games.
I didn't promise you anything of value winning wise. I promised you wins. I promised you victory. I promised you victory Mondays.
The biggest win they had was that Cowboys win, and the only reason they won that game was Jason Sanders had 5 field goals in that game.
Listen, did it happen or did it not happen?
They won, but I mean, is that the standard you want here?
What is the standard I want?
You got to get out of mediocrity. You got to either be good or bad. Being in the
middle, don't be bad, because bad doesn't lead you to anywhere.
What is 7 or 8?
Mediocre hasn't led us to a playoff win in 25 years.
That's because you don't have a good GM who can evaluate talent and add them to your team.
If they win 8 games and they bring the entire front office back and coaching staff back and quarterback back,
that's not happening.
Call Omar Kelly. I'll put your cell phone number on the screen. Call Omar Kelly and complain to him because it's all his fault.
I can promise you that's not happening.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All came to a culmination last night, a sold-out Hard Rock Stadium. It was all orange. There was very few Notre Dame fans in that building last night, and it was a great atmosphere and an even better win. And hopefully people will get themselves out there for next week's game. I know it's not the sexiest of opponents, Bethune-Cookman, but hopefully people will make their way out for that one. Canes will be in the top 5, I would think, by the time the polls come out here.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't, but it's, you know, nice for
conversation. I want them to continue to be disrespected. Well, that's the only way you get a Hurricane fan. I don't know
what respectful 10 is, but I don't, Omar, none of that's, you're right, it does. The preseason rankings, Alabama was, what were they, 9, something, they got waxed by FSU.
Preseason rankings are so fraudulent.
Yeah, someone on TV, by the way, had FSU, they had Miami, I think it was Heather Dinich, had Miami at 3 and FSU at 5.
Okay. I mean, we're going to get to the point where we're ranking teams based on the world leaders,
but I don't know.
Yeah, we got to get to the point where we're ranking teams based on the caliber of quarterback, just like we do the NFL.
Yeah. By the way, someone who chimed in on the stream here was very upset that I had said what I said about Arch Manning, and I'm trying to find this one. Oh, Sierra Quebec says Arch Manning stunk in his first game as a starter against a 3-time Super Bowl winning DC.
Yeah.
He was missing 5-yard crossing routes. All right. I mean, let's be real. Now, look,
there is a social media post. I think I retweeted it where the clip is of every single throw he made, and all of his throws were underneath baby little teeny weeny throws.
And he missed most of them.
No, he didn't miss most of them, but he missed all of the big boy throws.
Yeah, well, look, I said this. We've said this for weeks leading up to his debut this season. The media did not do him any favors. Like, these guys like Paul Feinbaum, who don't watch practice, who have, I don't know what like makes him qualified to speak on anything, to be quite honest. Like, I don't, like, I'm no expert, but at least I go to practice.
And Dan, like, Day, you're an SEC fan. Does Paul Feinbaum have any validity, merit, credit?
Absolutely not. He was lucky. He was in the right place at the right time doing a call-in radio show where the guy from Auburn, or no, the guy from Alabama called in about killing a tree on Auburn's campus, and it went viral, and that's how he got to his fame. He was just in the right place at the right time. He's absolutely a moron on and off the radio. I've met him before. He's an idiot.
And they had him on this morning. I mean, the nerve of ESPN. After he set that kid up like that, to put him on.
He wasn't the only one who set him up. Like, listen, there are people who have NFL teams tanking for Arch Manning. Let's be real about it.
Tebow. In fairness, though, I think it was a Texas writer that I heard. They were asking him questions like the week, 2 weeks before the game, asking him if he was going to be back. As he was going to come back for another, that guy might need to stay 3 years there. I don't know how much more eligibility he has, but he may need at least more than one year.
I'm not going to rush to judgment because Matt Patricia does run a pretty good defense, and that was quite complicated for a college scheme. Like I wish
Whatever.
Listen,
Notre Dame quarterback dealt with it last night. You know, there's a lot of young quarterbacks playing. He's also 21, so. You know,
okay.
Boo-hoo, man. Like,
it's about experience. Let's give him some time. Let's see this thing out. But I bet you Quinn Ewers was watching that game. Like, yeah, you better be careful what you wish for.
Boy, Texas, I bet wish they had him back, huh?
I'm not even going to deny it. I'm quite impressed with who Quinn Ewers is as a quarterback
to win that game. Well, Omar, we're going to talk to Joe Rose here in a handful of minutes. Before we get to Joe, it'll be very Hurricanes intensive. Maybe some closing thoughts here on the Miami Dolphins, as again, we have hit game week officially here for not only the Dolphins, but the whole NFL. We get it going on Thursday with the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know how close that game will be. Cowboys made an intriguing move just a few days ago, getting rid of Micah Parsons. They did get a defensive tackle and some picks.
Let's say trading away Micah Parsons. Let's not say getting rid of.
Fine, trading away.
They traded him for a Pro Bowler and 2 first-round picks, which I don't necessarily think is the equivalent of what Micah Parsons is. But the Green Bay Packers also gave him a ridiculous contract, which Dallas was clearly trying to avoid.
So let's do this, Omar. Give us some parting thoughts here on the Dolphins. I know we'll talk to you, I'm sure, later in the week. But what do you think here as far as this game goes? I know we're both in agreement that the Dolphins got to win this game. You can't go up there and lay an egg, and all your problems that you think are problems kind of rear their ugly head at you. Go up there, and this thing's got to look at least a little bit competent.
A win releases all the pressure and puts away all these question marks. To me, and I've said this from the very jump, and I stand by it. I stand on it. If this team can run the ball effectively and efficiently, if their offensive line looks like the Miami Hurricanes offensive line in the NFL, they will have a good season. Now, if their offensive line looks mediocre and they're unable to run the ball, or Devon Achane suffers a setback and Ollie Gordon isn't ready to handle that responsibility, yeah, it's going to be a rough year. So to me, this whole season comes down to whether or not they can run the ball.
That's interesting. I think Tyreek is going to have I was betting on it, Omar. I think he's going to have a big bounce back year. I really do. I got to think this team at some point has to hear all the noise, right, and be bothered by it.
The question is, can they do anything about it? They can hear it all they want. What are they going to do about it?
And just let it rip in this first game and just take all of it out on the Colts. All the stuff that you've been hearing through the offseason. It's been a long offseason, man. It has been a long, ugly offseason, from the Tyreek stuff to the Chris stuff. It's been a long offseason.
I don't need them to open up a can of whoop, you know what. I just need them to go out there and win and look like a team that's building something respectable, because if they suffer a loss against the Colts, which is probably the one winnable game in their four-game opening stretch, it's going to be a rough year. It's really, really is.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to Joe in a moment here, get his thoughts on this Canes win 27-24.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.